The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. I'm trying to follow the Trump case in New York, and I have no idea how this is going to turn out. I really don't. The key witness for the prosecution, usually the very first witness to hit the stand for the prosecution, is their star witness. And then everything else and everybody else then reemphasizes what the star witness said and so on. Well, the first witness was the former editor of the National Enquirer. Anyway, this is all about hush money and, you know, all of the legal experts, and I ain't one of them, but all of the legal experts that so far have heard the case outlined by the prosecution against Donald Trump, all of them without exception have said, this thing's going to fall apart. It has no basis. It is shallow. It is incredibly poorly put together, the prosecution, and it has no possibility whatsoever of finding Trump guilty. Well, okay. But you have jurors who are from New York. And don't forget, 88% of New Yorkers who voted in the last presidential election voted against Donald Trump. So how is it going to turn out? I have no idea, and I'm not even going to try to issue any conjecture. I don't know. But everybody, and I mean even liberal Democrats, are saying, this should not have even gone to trial. So anyway, we will see. For the liberal left, you know that the answer is always money, 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 money. Throw money at it. That is always the answer. California is such a blatant, in-your-face example of money does not solve the problem. Just last week, I shared with you that California had finished an audit of the $24 billion spent in recent years to deal with the homeless problem in California. $24 billion. Remember that? And the state of California could not give an account of where any of it went. They couldn't give an account where any of it went. That was just, I think, last week. Well, this week, Santa Monica, some of you are familiar with the area around Santa Monica. Santa Monica has quite a homeless problem, and so they have come up with a solution. Yeah. A multi-million dollar apartment complex for the homeless. What? They're going to build brand new apartments for homeless people? Uh-huh. Yeah. The apartment building is going to have 122 units. Okay? 122 apartments. Now, it is going to cost $123 million. That means every apartment is going to cost over $1 million a piece. Yeah. And that's just the construction. That's not the upkeep. That's not the maintenance. No, 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 no. That's just $1 million per unit. 122 unit building, and it's going to cost the city of Santa Monica $123 million, which is over $1 million for each of the 122 apartments. Oh, well, it's better than the original plan. The original plan was an apartment building of 200 units for, you got it, $200 million. The mayor of Santa Monica, anybody want to guess what political party? Yeah. You guessed Democrat? How did you know that? Yeah. The mayor, Phil Brock, said this, and I'm quoting, "Moving forward in bringing affordable and permanent supportive housing to city-owned land is a key step in our strategy to fulfill our housing element requirements. I look forward to the next steps and ultimately seeing families move into these new homes and thrive." $1 million an apartment. Now, $24 billion spent in California, and they have no idea where it went. $24 billion, and the homeless crisis in California is greater now than before they spent the $24 billion. Homelessness in California has increased dramatically since they started throwing money at the problem. And here is the tragic thing. Homelessness is usually not caused primarily because of a lack of someplace to stay. That's usually not the problem. Most homeless people, and there are exceptions. Of course there are exceptions. But most homeless people are homeless because drug addictions, psychological, mental issues. In other words, they're not homeless because there is no home to go to. Most are homeless because they're dealing with other issues that have caused the homelessness. And so they're going to spend $123 million, and at least as far as this project is concerned, not a penny for mental health, drug addiction, counseling, trade education, job education. Nope. Just free houses or free apartments at $1 million apiece. And here's the sad reality, and I mean it really is sad. It really is sad. You take a person who is suffering from mental illness or an addiction problem, and you put them into $1 million apartment. Is it going to help them? No. Not at all. But again, for the liberal left, the answer is always more money. More money. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll return.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, every once in a while, a little bit of common sense actually prevails. And yes, parents, when they speak up and become advocates for their children, often get results. Here is an example. Shavy Road Elementary School in DeWitt, Michigan. I have no idea where DeWitt, Michigan is, but anyway, back on April 11th, the superintendent of schools, Dr. Shanna Spikard, sent out a letter on April 11th, not just, well, let's see, okay, yeah, school's plan. It was the public school superintendent, Dr. Shanna Spikard, but she sent out a letter specifically to all of the parents of Shavy Road Elementary School in DeWitt, Michigan. Okay, she's the superintendent for all the schools, but Shavy Road Elementary School was going to be used as kind of an experiment. So, a letter was sent out on April 11th informing parents of the school's plan to, quote, help students share and explore pronouns through discussion and literature to embrace differences and promote acceptance. Yeah. And she informed the parents that they were going to be using this book and part of a curriculum that would introduce first graders to a book called They, She, He, Me, Free to Be. Yeah, They, She, He, Me, Free to Be. A book by Maya Gonzalez. The book and the accompanying lesson plan, quote, includes cartoon pictures of men and women using interchangeable pronouns and teaches kids to embrace non-binary gender terminology, including Z-Z-E, and tree. Yeah, tree, T-R-E-E. The book and the lesson plan goes on. Quote, on the inside, you may not feel like a he or she at all. Maybe they feels most free, or you may feel like both she and he. Children can claim your own pronouns outside of he and she. You can even create your own unique pronoun. This was a lesson plan for an elementary school all the way down to first grade. May I continue with the teaching? You can use your own name as a pronoun. You can change pronouns from he to she or she to he. You can use new ones like Z or create your own like tree. Some people use they, which is a perfect way. There are many more pronouns waiting to be discovered and used. The book goes on, instructs kids to use the pronouns they observe a playmate saying, and if they do not hear a pronoun, the child can always use they. Children are instructed to play with pronouns by imagining how characters feel on the inside and changing their pronouns. The goal of the lesson is to help promote a safe, nurturing, and supportive learning environment where all learners can succeed. Well, a whole bunch of the parents who got this letter from the superintendent of schools were not happy. No. They were not happy at all. And they began bombarding the school superintendent's office. The principal of this particular elementary school, and even individual teachers. Not only that, some Congress individuals from Michigan got involved. Republican House candidate in Michigan, Tom Barrett, he's running in Michigan's 7th Congressional District, said, quote, "My wife and I have 4 young kids, so it was shocking to learn that a local school was teaching alternative pronouns to first graders right here in mid-Michigan. It's already incredibly difficult to protect our kids from inappropriate content, so the last place we should have to worry about them is an elementary school. Well, I'm grateful that common sense has prevailed and this lesson was canceled. It was an unnecessary close call that is becoming all too common." Yeah, the good news is the school district and the individual school backtracked and said, you know, after thinking about it, maybe we won't proceed with this lesson plan. However, they succumbed to public pressure, but not before condemning all of the parents who contacted them. I mean, after all, they're the professionals, not the parents. Parents don't know what's good for their kids. The teachers do. So the school district did respond, cancel the whole thing, and then condemned all of those who complained. Yeah. But again, the good news, parents spoke up, parents prevailed. Folks, you must be the advocate for your children. It works. It works. All right, top of the hour break. We'll be back.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.